and understood its significance completely in the seconds before it was ripped away. And the smell, not just flesh, but human flesh. This, too, he would have understood earlier had he had time to think about it. Only life in Caliburn Sturgis had allowed him little time to think. In the Cala, as in a storybook, life had been one damn thing after another. Yet it was clear enough now, wasn't it? The low folk might only be Tahin, a child's ogres, if it did you. Those behind the tapestry were what Callahan had called Type 1 vampires, and what Roland himself knew as the grandfathers, perhaps the most gruesome and powerful survivors of the Prim's long-ago recession. And while such as the Tahin might be content to stand as they were, gawking at the sigil Callahan held up, the grandfathers wouldn't spare it a second glance. Now, clattering bugs came pouring out from under the table. They were of a sort Roland had seen before, and any doubts he might still have held about what was behind that tapestry departed at the sight of them. They were parasites, blood drinkers, camp followers, grandfather fleas. Probably not dangerous while there was a bumbler present, but of course, when you spy the little doctors in such numbers, the grandfathers were never far behind. As Oid charged at the bugs, Roland of Gilead did the only thing he could think of. He swam down to Callahan. Into Callahan. 7. Pear, I am here. Aye, Roland, what? No time. Get him out of here. You must. Get him out while there's still time. 8. And Callahan tried. The boy, of course, didn't want to go. Looking at him through the pair's eyes, Roland thought with some bitterness, I should have schooled him better in betrayal. Yet all the gods know I did the best I could. Go while you can, Callahan told Jake, striving for calmness. Catch up to her if you can. This is the command of your din. This is also the will of the white.